This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, March 14th, 2019. We're going vintage War of the Roses. Some pretty funny stories about losing free money with the Powerball. Facebook and Instagram went down and Annie and I were freaked the hell out. And producer Dan, he got himself a job.
That's me.
Kennedy, I want to take you back.
Go on.
Take you back to about 6 years ago, and a guy by the name of Intern Dan had aspirations of being a DJ on the radio.
AC/DC Rock and Roll Train on 107.1 WCSB. We've got some Skynyrd, Zeppelin, and Aerosmith coming up on this beautiful October day. It is 65 degrees and sunny out, absolutely gorgeous, and the leaves look like a crayon box. I'm glad nobody's told winter yet, because it's right around the corner.
Kids got chops.
Okay, that was awesome. The leaves look like a crayon box.
I did that back at Connecticut School of Broadcasting while I was still in school, yeah.
Yeah,
that was like my first ever break.
That was 6 years ago, and
the weather
hasn't
changed.
Joined us as an intern, and here we are today to announce that Dan is officially a full-time producer for the Carson Show.
We going with Sizzler.
Yeah, 6 years.
Actually, we 6 years ago, I think Sizzler was open. But not anymore.
Yes, you know, I have spent the majority of my 20s on this show now.
I got to tell you, I'm just such a huge fan of the way Dan did it, because it's much like the way that I did it. I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. I had to move around a little bit more than you, but you know, you grind it out at your job. And even when times are tough and you're not making the money you think you should make, and you're not getting the promotion as quickly as you think you should, you stick it out, you grind it out. And here you are in a major market producing a moderately decent morning show.
It was a bit of a slow burn, but we got there. I feel like I should do like a high school yearbook senior quote, like what a long, strange trip it's been.
Yes.
So I pulled some audio, Kennedy, of producer Dan kind of working his way up here at the Carson and Kennedy
show.
This
is all going to make me cringe.
Right. He's fearless.
That's the idea.
He is fearless.
All right. I'm on the green line coming back from Fenway for Dollar Beard Night with Marcos and Zuli. How you guys doing?
I'm breathing.
Can't complain.
I'm doing great. This is awesome. This is funny. This is random. I'm sorry.
I know. It's a train interview, impromptu. So what do you guys think about Dollar Beard Night by the Red Sox? You think that's a good idea? What do you think about it?
I think it's a trick. What is the underlying thing here? Like, are they going to send you the rest of the bill when you get home? Like, I'm scared. What's going on?
Dan just interviewing random drunk people.
I did used to harass people on the train.
I feel like that was, you know, remember when Jimmy Fallon did that bit with Rachel Dretch and they were the fans from the Red Sox fans?
Yes.
It was like, Zazu! I feel like that was that couple.
Dan also got busted once at Not So Silent Night.
So you guys are here at Not So Silent Night. First of all, thank you guys for coming out and supporting this. I think I need to apologize to you, because I feel like somebody from the Carson and Kennedy program came out and was a little weird with you.
His name was Dan.
That
he had a big, bushy beard.
So what exactly did Dan say to the two of you?
Well, he wanted to know where we were from.
Was he trying to, like, pick you guys up?
Maybe a little bit.
And he had to mention Carson and Kennedy's show in the morning, of course.
So really, he was just trying to, like, he was throwing the name around, huh?
He was. He definitely threw around VIP.
Oh, was he trying to get you guys into VIP?
I mean, we were hoping, but he was saying he was VIP.
Oh.
He's a smooth operator.
Hey, man, use it. Use it. Use what you got.
Dan learned this very quickly. The influence and power that you have being on the radio.
I had no say in any of these clips.
Be brutally honest.
Mediocre.
In what way?
Because there was no Macarena, so I couldn't accurately check.
I don't feel like that affects my dance moves. Because Mike didn't play the Macarena, I can't dance.
I'm just saying, I can't accurately test it without the Macarena.
You judge a man's worth by how he Macarenas.
We're not judging a man's worth. You said dance move critique. You can whip Nene pretty well.
All right, so we danced a little bit tonight. So do I have a shot with you? I'm a good guy. Give me a chance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I have your phone number?
Sure. Not on record.
Of course not. We don't do that.
Was that at one of our, like a 90s prom? Or
yes, that was prom.
At the hotel?
Yes.
And you were with that girl and the place, yeah. And then you disappeared, and then the girl and the place, and then stuff happened?
Man, I have done so much stuff over the 6 years, and this is what you picked?
Well, it was either absolutely. That or the time you almost got fired because you threw a party in a hotel when our boss put us up there. So.
Or what about the time that you were supposed to be interviewing AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys and instead you just ripped butts with him?
Or what about the time you were supposed to be at the event and then just disappeared and you got called out by another intern.
Oh, oh my God!
Dan, I'm going to need to talk to you. No, seriously, come here. Dan, there were rumors that you left with a young lady. Is that true or false?
I'm not comfortable talking about that.
If you want to be on our radio show, you're going to get comfortable real fast.
Y'all are just blowing up all the spots.
Dan, that was so long ago. That was like, a different year.
So I'm so glad to be full-time with you guys.
Dan, you know you've made it when we bring up the montage of all the old stuff.
I get vacation days now. I'm going to use one very soon.
Well, congratulations to you, Dan.
It's the little
again.
Things. I get vacation days now.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate everything.
Health insurance.
Well, we love you. You've been such a big part of our show. Yes. You've done so much for such crap money, and everything gets dumped on you, and yet you still smile most of the time. So I love you, and I'm so happy you're here.
I love you, too. Yes. And I get Benny's now, baby. What's good?
Benny! Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, we want to welcome in Pam for War of the Roses. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, girl.
What's going on? Why do you got to do this today?
So I was dating this guy for about 6 months, and we recently went on a break. I mean, he's really busy with his new job, and he's taking up a bunch of his time, and, you know, it was totally cool and amiable and all that, and we had every intention of getting back together, but he hasn't had 2 minutes of free time since then, and he knew he was neglecting our relationship. So he was going to take this time to get things in order, and then, you know, we were going to get back together. So, but the weird thing is, like, I can no longer see his Facebook page, and my friends are still friends with him, and so they're seeing that he's posting these pictures with another girl on a trip.
Huh.
Which kind of confuses me because I'm hearing him say, like, he's been working all the time and, you know, that he's super busy and he's not socializing and not going out. He just works and he goes home and goes to sleep and then goes, you know, back to work. So
gotcha.
I don't know what the hell's going on. So I need your help with this.
Okay, so you understand how roses works, right, Pam?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, we're going to keep you on the line. We're going to get Kennedy to call him pretending to work for the cell phone company. She's going to use the name Shelley and offer up the dozen long-stemmed red roses. Be very quiet while all this unfolds and we call Mike, okay?
Hello?
Hi, may I please speak with Mike?
Yeah,
that's
them.
Hi, Mike. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
Oh, you're calling from
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go. I can't take this phone call right now.
Oh, no, I promise. This is good. You won't want to miss this. I'm not calling from the billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm just calling from our customer service department. And we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today free of charge. How does that sound?
Free roses? Okay.
Okay. Okay, well, I just need to start with the card, so I need a name. Can you give me the name?
Yeah, can you just send them to my best friend, Jill?
Okay, and what would you like the card to say?
Just thank you for being there. You've been my rock.
Okay. I seem to be having a little trouble with my computer. Can I put you on hold for just 2 seconds, and I'll be right back?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Pam.
Yeah?
Okay, so we've got Mike on hold, and he just said to my best friend, Jill.
Why didn't you jump in there?
Yeah. No, that is his best friend. I mean, they've been friends for years, and I've met Jill, and she's really cool, so it's okay. Yeah, I know exactly who she is.
Okay, so I'll tell you what. Just be quiet. We're going to get back off of hold with him, and then Kennedy will finish up the deal, and then we'll wrap up the call, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on 1 second.
Okay, hi, Mike. I'm so sorry about that.
That's fine.
Okay.
Actually, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Can I change the name on the card?
Are you sure? You can do whatever you like.
Okay, so technically she's my wife. we got really drunk and got married in Vegas.
What?
What? Are you kidding me, Mike? You got married? You said we were on a break and you didn't have time for a relationship, but you sure as hell had time to take Jill to Vegas and get married?
Whoa, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Mike? Mike?
Pam?
Mike? Yeah, that is Pam. Mike?
Yeah.
This is Carson and Kennedy, something we call War of the Roses. You're married?
Oh, God. Babe, it's not what you think. Like, it was like a total mistake. It's just like, it just happened. It was.
You know, you just can't be a little bit married, Mike. No, you can't be a little bit pregnant. Are you married or are you not, you cheater? I cannot believe this. You said we were on a break because you had to worry about work. When exactly did you have time to go to Vegas when you couldn't even spend the night on weekends with me because of your work? Or at least that's what you said that you... Oh, my God, I can't even believe this.
Hey, it was like just a convention. Like, she works in the same industry, so we're both there. Like, it's not even a real marriage. Like, it was just...
Well, it sure as hell seems like you made it legal, so it's real. You can keep what happened in Vegas. I don't want anything to do with you ever again. You are a lying sack of
Pam, like, I...
She gone.
I can totally...
Mike, Pam hung up.
Yeah, she gone.
So are you married?
I mean, I guess, like, I sort of am, but, like, it's not, like, real.
Did you sign papers?
Yeah. Guys, I gotta go. I can't talk right now.
Gotta get that moment.
Oh,
dude.
I don't even know what to say right now.
I totally think they consummated that relationship.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Is Kennedy turning into a dude because of what she's about to do in her dating life? Tell everybody what you're about to do.
Ghost somebody.
You're going to ghost somebody.
Yep. And for those that aren't in the know for ghosting.
Which is only you.
Which is me.
In the know for ghosting.
It means like you just stop talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just disappear like a ghost.
You just don't answer.
Peace. All right. So what's the scenario?
So it's a person that I was talking to, you know, off and on the Tinder messaging.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, we maybe talked for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we were like, well, let's, you know, I don't have any plans for the weekend. So I was like, well, maybe let's get together on Saturday, early drinks or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to maintain a dinner at this point.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But you haven't met yet in person.
Not in real life. No. This would be the meeting in real life.
IRL.
Yeah.
So you've already kind of set these plans, but it was like loose plans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like we hadn't had a specific place and whatever. But I don't want to go.
Okay.
And I feel like...
We don't have to go.
He doesn't have... We just don't have a thing.
There's not no spark. Yeah.
And that's okay.
And I just don't feel like I, after, you know, back and forth for 10 times that I need to express myself to
anymore?
Him that I don't want to go.
So why does that make you feel like you're turning into a dude?
Because dudes ghost and we get mad at them for
what?
Just disappearing.
So girls can't ghost?
I ghost all the time. I'm just going to tell you that.
I think guys are guilty of ghosting probably more than women are.
I say that's sexist.
It's not.
It's facts.
I don't know. I mean, Mister, you really can't.
You've been out of this game so long, bro.
To be honest, men have run things for long enough. It's women's times to be a little sexist if they want.
I think so. And I think also, just in terms of how we relate to things.
Yeah, totally.
You know, men are just like, you know what? This doesn't interest me. I'm going to move on. And we're like, what did I do wrong? Why is it me? Why does guys always do this to me? So there's that, you know, that's been pounded into our head since birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like I have to say I'm not going to meet you. I just am going to stop
just
talking
don't.
To you.
Don't. Yeah, there you go.
617-931-1234 is Kennedy turning
but
into
I don't,
a dude
you know
because
what?
She
I don't,
wants to go.
No. I don't feel badly.
You shouldn't.
So maybe that's why I'm being
I think it would be worse if you guys were texting, if there was more like intimate, like a phone call or
correct.
Something like that rather than just Tinder messaging. I think Tinder messaging, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it's online dating, if I don't answer you, don't take it offensively. I'm not going to waste your time. You're not wasting his time.
If you literally were like setting up plans, and you're like, all right, I'll see you at 2:15, and then at like 1:45,
you're like, being a jerk.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go. That's
jerk,
different.
It just,
but you do you.
Ghosting.
It's okay.
Yeah,
of course it's okay.
You owe him nothing.
Yeah. I don't. I really thought you'd be on the other side of this, so thank you, Carson.
Why? You owe him
because
nothing.
Because you're about politeness, and you're about.
I am about politeness of somebody that you know.
Thank you to like, thank yous, and you know.
Text from the 71. Women are just too emotional.
Fact.
And think they need to explain themselves.
Fact.
Just do it, Kennedy. You go, girl.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. It's done been had.
He might have even forgot about it. Who knows?
He very well might have. What do I do if I get the text that says, so are we still on?
They're like, no.
So the version
or
of
no,
ghost,
no, actually.
The definition of ghost is not to do anything.
If you want to, yeah, but or you could always do what I think would be brilliant is send the ghost emoji.
I know. You're really down on that, aren't you? Maybe I'll do it and see what he says.
It's just, to me, that would be hilarious.
Hashtag
no,
ghost
just,
emoji.
No, it's the Homer Simpson meme with just disappearing.
Into the bushes?
Yep.
Yes.
Into the hedges.
I'm into that one, too.
Just gone.
Yep.
I don't know, guys.
Just a whole bunch of stuff like that. seriously, just type in ghost into your iPhone in that little thing that'll give you the GIF.
Yep.
And bam.
Just, it's like one of Casper just going, bye. Yeah.
Guys, that borders on being mean.
That's a fun
from the 508, like it or not, ghosting is a part of the whole online dating scene.
Yeah.
It is.
All right. Mm-hmm. I just haven't done it.
Yeah.
You know, I've always, I've bailed on dates, but I've always been, you know, respectful and given enough days.
But you haven't even made like a real set plan.
No.
I don't.
From the 617, I feel like you're good because it's been so short. In my experience, ghost guys, when people are more invested. So this isn't even ghosting.
No, this
Somebody else asked, what if the roles were reversed? It's happened to me a million times. It is.
Yeah.
What it is.
See, and you're over it.
Yeah. This is ghosting. It's not bad, super bad ghosting, like you're in a relationship or you're married and you just leave.
Yeah,
you know, that's
peace.
That's a different type of ghost. You know, this one more is like your Casper, your friendly ghost, you know, rather than like somebody that's haunting you.
Okay.
Just don't. Yeah,
that's what you are. Can you change your Tinder name to Casper the Friendly Ghost?
You're really white. You're almost clear.
Excuse me. I have to get into that. I'm not even kidding. How do I do this?
We're changing all your Instagram handles, everything.
Yes. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Here's an example of how not to respond to a customer when they have a complaint about you.
Go on.
This woman is going to write a bad review for this company. It's called Pooch something. I can't remember what the company is. This is the news story of what the CEO did to this woman after she threatened to file a complaint.
Go on.
He emailed me to tell me that he looked at photos of me online and he thinks that I'm chubby. You don't talk to people or comment on their body or body shame them.
She told the company she planned to report the replies to a government consumer agency. The response from Pooch Patch, ooh, so scared, chubby wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig. And on it went.
What? Saying that I needed to go to Jenny Craig, and he referred to me as Fatty McFatFat. And I did post it on my social media, and because of that, people in my following ended up leaving more bad reviews. It's completely inappropriate. Even for a person to say that to me, let alone a CEO of a business.
I'm sorry. Once more again, he called her a what now?
He called her
Chubby Wubby.
Chubby Wubby.
I'm reporting you to Jenny Craig.
Fatty McFatFat.
And Fatty McFatFat. And the best part really is the way the anchor reads.
Yeah.
That is kind of funny. How he reads the.
What's wrong with folks?
I don't know, Kennedy.
What's wrong with folks?
So listen again, listen again.
He emailed me to tell me that he looked at photos of me online and he thinks that I'm chubby.
So you get what happened? So she filed a complaint she wrote a bad review.
Like you do.
The CEO started to do a deep dive and found her somewhere online. And
he emailed me to tell me that he looked at photos of me online and he thinks that I'm chubby. You don't talk to people or comment on their body or body shame them.
She told the company she planned to report the replies to a government consumer agency. The response from Pooch Patch, ooh, so scared, chubby wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig. And on it went.
Saying that I needed to go to Jenny Craig, and he referred to me as Fatty McFatFat. And I did post it on my social media, and because of that, people in my following ended up leaving more bad reviews. It's completely inappropriate. Even for a person to say that to me, let alone a CEO of a business.
I'm floored. Did he answer with an apology or anything?
I haven't heard that part of the story.
We haven't heard from Ron Burgundy on that.
Like, I realize, you know, especially as a small business owner, like, you know, it's hard. You need all the positive reviews and likes and whatever you
Absolutely.
need.
Absolutely.
on what planet do you think that it'll be okay to call somebody that and think that people are still going to come to your business?
Especially when you're the CEO of a company and you're the face and you're supposed to represent this brand. And you're
I feel like
there
CEO might be a big name. It might be one little spot and he's just the owner and called himself the CEO is what I might think.
Is this company like maybe like Dick's Last Resort, you know, where they go and they berate
Perch Patch
you a little
no, they
bit?
They make pets, you know, things for your dog when you get, they got to go to the bath. Yeah.
So this guy was pooping on her, pretty much.
Oh, I see. Oh, who would do that in your house? I wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
Well, you couldn't with your dog because those things are like 400 pounds.
Because your dog's Fatty McFatFat.
Well, you don't come for Elvis.
He emailed me to tell me that he looked
what
at photos of me online
today?
And he thinks that I'm
I feel
healthy.
Victimized,
you don't
personally.
Talk to people or comment on their body or body shame them.
She told the company she planned to report the replies to a government consumer agency. The response from Pooch Patch, ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
That's what I'm going to say to Elvis next time. He barks at me, ooh, so scared, chubby wubby. Chubby wubby.
Like he'd bark at you.
Ooh, so scared, chubby wubby.
Fatty McFat Fat Elvis.
Fatty McFat Fat.
Poor Elvis. Oh, Kennedy.
Wait, we're not allowed to do that to animals, right?
No.
We cannot body shame Elvis.
How did this happen?
I don't know.
Can I go now?
Oh, my God. From the text line. This is from the 508. Oh, my God. I call my cat Fatty McFat Fat. Actually, you should call it Fatty McCat Fat.
Better.
Come here, Mr. Porkerson.
Fatty McFat Fat was denied a bank loan today.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Okay, so a little bit stressful yesterday for me personally. Kennedy didn't even know this happened. Salt noticed it happened, but he didn't care. And Annie's kind of like me, a little stressed out about it.
A little bit.
Why?
Facebook and Instagram were down completely all afternoon. And when it first happened, I was just like...
First world problems.
I know. It's dumb. It's dumb. I admit that. I'm sitting there and I was just doing a little work, you know, stuff for the show and going across social media. And I go to log on to Facebook and I'm on my laptop and it's just a white screen. And Barrett's looking at me. He's like, what you looking at? I was like, nothing. It's not working. He's like, what is it supposed to be? I said, it's supposed to be Facebook. He's like, here, let me fix it.
Love
That's
him.
That's about right. That's about right.
How did he fix it?
Well, so he just went in and hit the refresh thing on my, you know, on the window.
Wow.
And I was like, well, thank you. I've done that. I taught you how to use a computer.
He's like, let me get it.
Yeah, let me fix
it. Well, you know how it is with kids and the olds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, is it more concerning, you know, that it wasn't up or that your life parallels that of a 23-year-old girl?
So, you know, I just kept trying to refresh.
You have the same concern.
And then at some point, I'm like, maybe I did something. Maybe there's a little lock that shows up in the window. Yeah. Maybe I blocked cookies or I'm just figuring, you know, I'm right-clicking
going
on.
Through all of your things that it could possibly
be. Right, because in my lifetime, Facebook's never been down. So obviously it's something I've done because it's always working. And I forgot about it, to be honest with you. And I just moved on to the next thing. I figured it was something wrong with my computer. I closed my computer and went on with my life. And then I went out to a VIP of a grand opening of this place up in Peabody called In the Game. And it hasn't opened yet, but we got to go behind the scenes, see this place. It's awesome. And so Pat the Patriot was there. Blade the Bear was there. And Wally the Green Monster were all there. And Barrett didn't know we were going. So I get this epic photo that I'm going to post on Instagram. And I can't get it to post. And I can't
Worst.
Get,
did it really happen if you didn't post it on social media?
It did not.
Yeah, it didn't.
And so, like, they took like 50 photos with Barrett. I got boomerangs, and every time I try and upload one of them, I can't. It just like keeps getting stuck. And I'm like,
world needs to know.
What are you gonna do without the boomies, man?
I'm like, Barrett's playing the game. I'm like, hey, so I'm gonna run outside because I gotta post.
What's your Wi-Fi? Is your Wi-Fi down?
And so I go outside and I'm trying, because I just figure it's a signal inside the building. And eventually
I'm going to airdrop this to your phone.
Then I shut down the
you
app.
Put it up.
And
I
then
can't
I
put
shut
it up.
Down my
Wait,
phone.
I have a quick question before you continue on with this. Because you are the guy that when something's not, you want to get to the bottom of it. Usually you dig deep into the internet and find out why something's not working. So did you not think to just like do an internet search? Why is Instagram not working?
I didn't think that. I forget that Facebook owns Instagram, so I wasn't connecting the two.
Yeah, but I mean, even if it wasn't working, like that you wouldn't go on the Chrome or the Safari or the whatever they're called and ask the Google, why is it happening?
I should. I don't know. I was too busy watching Bear play Call of Duty.
It's the same thing happens all the time. It's the same thing when CP's crying. It's like she's usually 9 times out of 10 she's hungry, but that's always the last thing we think of.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh my God, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. No, it's literally the last thing you think of.
She's hungry.
It's Facebook is down.
Annie, how did you survive?
Well, it was pretty good for me because my favorite social media is Twitter. Mm. I just think it is so funny. And whenever something is going wrong, you got to go to Twitter. And the tweets of everybody freaking out that Instagram and Facebook were so funny. Josh Peck, who from Drake and Josh, he tweeted, he was like, 250 Instagram models just became dental hygienists. Like, it was just so good. But I always go to Instagram in the afternoon just to like watch stories and like catch up and, you know, kind of.
I love the stories.
Yeah, you did lose your mind for a little bit.
Did the Kardashians lose millions of dollars yesterday because they couldn't pimp their fit tee?
And you know Cardi B was not happy. She's the best at Instagram.
So I pulled up this.
Did we all get it back together though? Are you all happy?
I post stories again.
I haven't posted because I had to go to bed. Well, and I had written this, you know, because
I don't want to break Facebook again.
Like I'm going to be doing this endorsement with this company in the game, and so I had done this hashtag ad thing. And then I wrote out this really great post, and then I lost it. It's gone.
That's the world.
Right. And then I'm like, screw it. The moment's gone.
It's over.
I know. Ugh, it's the worst.
Will you be posting said epic picture today?
Yes. If it's back up, I haven't even looked this morning.
It is back up.
Allegedly.
I have not looked this morning.
It's on my phone.
If
it's on my phone, then it's back everywhere.
I can't believe like
old.
Get your likes 4. And followers in, Carson. Likes and followers.
It was across the world. Facebook and Instagram were down, and you never even noticed.
It was the Russians.
The millennials and Carson were just not thriving yesterday.
And I didn't even notice it. Not even one iota.
I was, you know, CP didn't tell me until late, so I didn't.
So rude of her.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Last night's Powerball jackpot was $448 million. The winning numbers were 69, 36, 45, 47, and 18.
Hut, hut, hike.
The Powerball number was 14. No one won the lottery, so Saturday's drawing is worth $495 million.
If nobody won it, why did you give out the numbers?
Just in case. Somebody read it wrong.
Somebody might have gotten like 3 or 4 numbers, which gets you, you know, a cool hundo.
Because that's how the story was written.
Duh.
I'm reading the
I'm
story.
I'm going to read you 10 numbers.
You
but
think
they
I
don't
wrote
have...
this story? I'm just reading you the story, dumb
they
dumb.
I don't have any involvement.
So do you know someone who like won the Powerball, won some money, like hit
it
big?
No, because I would never hear from them again.
One of my ex's parents won $1 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They bought a big barn.
Mm. I hit like $5 on a scratchy, and I feel like I'm on top of the world. I can't even imagine hitting that much money.
Illegal gambling about March Madness is the only time I've ever won a lot of money. Mm.
It happens in Charlestown about once every 6 months. Somebody wins. I don't know what's
lottery.
Going on in Charlestown, but people always hit for scratchies in Charlestown.
It's because they sit there and play all the time.
Yeah. They play 400 times a day. You're bound to win.
You walk into the convenience store, and they're just standing there with quarters scratching.
I mean,
they actually have chairs at our convenience store, the one right
same.
Next to my house.
Yep.
They play
Keno.
They have a little area now, and the old guys, they're in there all the time.
Yeah, because they spend so much money. Statistically speaking, you're going to win.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it just every couple of months, there's Maddie who lives on Sullivan Street, and she just hit for, you know, $1 million, and now she's in Vero Beach.
Living her best life. She's like, see ya.
My wife said to me the other day, I was getting ready to go to the Boston Flower and Garden Show that we had the preview party.
Right.
And I'm like walking out the door, and she's like, hey. Stop by and pick up a Powerball. And I'm like, what? I'm like, I don't have time. And she's like, it's like getting up there. And I'm like, I don't get out of bed for $500 million.
$500 million.
And so I go in and I grab it. And I don't realize, I grabbed the wrong one. I grabbed the Mega Millions, I guess, or whatever.
How dare you?
So I grabbed $10 in that. And then that jackpot was like only like $50
million. How dare you?
So I leave there. I read the ticket. I'm like, oh, I grabbed the wrong one. So I'm like, she might get mad and we might win. So I stopped at another gas station and got the Powerball.
Right.
So I stopped at 2 separate gas stations to get 2 separate lottery
tickets. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
We didn't win. Because Carson read the numbers.
Oh.
April is from Norwood. Apparently knows somebody who won. What's your story, April?
So, you know how M&M's and all that does their little contests and stuff?
Yeah.
I had bought a package of M&M's, and it was like a $10,000 prize, and I won. Continue reading the package, and the contest had ended like 2 days prior to me buying the package of M&M's.
That's the garbage thing that happens with those things. You know, they still leave that stuff on the shelf, and you're like, well, I could win $10,000. Because when I was a kid, I was always in those contests. I'm trying.
It's like the Golden Bud Light can or whatever.
Yeah. Like, this is from 4 years ago.
I wanted those tickets, and I want it now.
Matt is from Boston, knows somebody who won. Who was it, Matt? What's the story?
My grandma actually had a winning ticket to a Powerball. I want to say it was about 10 years ago, roughly. She had a winning ticket, and my dad ended up cleaning the bedroom because she was elderly at the time. My dad was taking care of her. He cleaned up her room that she was living in his house, and he ended up throwing away the lottery ticket, and she watched the news later that night and seen she had the winning ticket, went to her nightstand to get her ticket, and it was gone, and she beat my dad with a frying pan.
Oh,
whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
So now she's in jail.
Carson, as you often say, no good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
But did she know she really had the winning number?
Yeah,
I mean,
right?
You know what I mean? Maybe it was
close. A lot of
close.
Times they play over and over the same numbers.
The same ones.
So,
sure,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess. All right, the moral of the story?
I don't know.
Don't touch another person's lottery ticket.
You got
to
be in it to win it.
Or read the fine print.
Stay away from Nana stuff.
Exactly.
It's not out of you.
Fact.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.